Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of November, recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, Asia mixed perhaps a few more to the downside, although China A-shares were higher. I think Korea also did well, and Australia showed a very modest gain. European stock markets closed weaker today, and with declines of up to 2%, so some small downward dynamics. It sounds like a contradiction in terms, but noticeable evidence of resistance near the last rally highs. And Wall Street closed down on the day as well, although it pared back the gains. And that seemed to be pretty much the story of the day here. Anything that moved up or down tended to reach its extreme sometime in the late morning, early afternoon, and then paired those moves as the day progressed. So we had steady bond prices. These are long-dated governments, but off their highs. The U.S. dollar was a little firmer, but off its highs. Precious metals had encountered some quite sharp profit-taking earlier on. For instance, silver closed down, silver fell as low as, this is spot silver, fell as low as 18.15, but closed 40 cents higher at 18.55. And gold is also up on the day. Gold bullion actually is down very slightly at 11.44. That's the gold future that's up slightly. And platinum and palladium closed out with small declines, but well off the lows. For instance, platinum had slipped down to 14.23 and a fraction. Rallied back up to 14.46. That's down sixth on the day. Okay. Soybeans with a useful rally, although I noticed that corn is a little lower. Most of the softs were easier, and the industrial metals were a little easier. Oil was also weaker. Bit of a rally in natural gas. Okay, so what's going on here overall? In terms of stock markets, the overall background environment really remains quite favorable, but stock markets have been steady recently, albeit within a corrective phase, but one of the more impressive moves, we saw Wall Street push back up towards its recovery highs, get slightly above them, before running into a little flack. We have a number of short-term overbought conditions in the markets, and that type of activity is something that we see with a number of the European stock markets as well. Rallies back to last month's highs, and then encountering a little bit of resistance. But overall, we have, for most indices, in terms of major markets, and a good many of the minor ones, we have this unbroken progression of higher reaction lows, and therefore the overall upward trends are intact. Ellen and I have been describing this as a corrective phase, in which some stock markets have seen some quite sharp reactions. You could add the Middle Eastern stock markets to that group. You could add the more troubled Eastern European stock markets to that group, whereas the ones less involved in a credit crisis in Eastern Europe have been really quite steady overall. Performed the bigger markets there, such as Poland, they've performed more like the Central European markets, which have been quite steady overall, as has been the UK. So that's pretty much the background. Very much still a bull market. But slightly overbought in the short term. You can see that if you put up charts and click on the charting facility and look at the stochastics, which are customizable, you can see those small overbought conditions. I don't think it's anything serious. If I'm wrong in that respect, you would know it when the sequence of higher reaction lows was broken, and for more than a day or two. I think, like, for instance, DAX, I believe, had actually fallen down and moved fractionally below last month's reaction low, but then it bounced right back up. Little downside failure. And looking at the chart, it didn't break it significantly enough to really raise eyebrows. So again, overall steady action. Background monetary conditions remain extremely accommodative. The quantitative easing goes on in the Western markets, at least as determined by these long-dated government bond prices. And no doubt some investors, perhaps some hedge funds and other big institutional investors, and knowing that the quantitative easing was going to continue for a while longer, have felt, well, I've really got the central bank underpinning the market, so I can't lose much, if anything, and I'll probably make something by being in those markets. And they've got a point, but the better gains by far have been in the stock markets because the government bond prices have been mostly characterized by ranging, but it's been with an upward. A slight upward bias recently. Okay, what else to mention in here? The US dollar, the situation's interesting because we have had some jawboning, not least from the New Zealand Central Bank, but I think also Brazil had been complaining a bit about the strength of its real. We also have had murmurings plenty coming from Europe about the euro's strength when it gets up above that 150 level, where the rallies have been rebuffed so far. Looking at the US dollar index, it's fallen back low enough to be near the upper side of that trading range that we saw, I believe it was from June into August of last year before the dollar broke up upwards out of that formation and rallied very sharply while the financial crisis moved to its nadir. So having fallen back close to the top of that previous little base for the US dollar index, it's not surprising that we see some loss of downside momentum. But I don't see any game changers here in terms of significant strengthening by the dollar. And here also, if you look at the euro's advance against the dollar and the progression of higher reaction lows, the same thing with the New Zealand and Australian dollars, we would need to see those progressions of higher reaction lows broken to say, wait a minute. And this is changing, that we're going to get more than just a little bit of a technical rally here in the greenback. So my hunch is overall that the dollar is not about to commence some sort of important recovery, but can it see a little bit of short covering? Well, it has been in a mostly sideways ranging pattern over the last two or three weeks. Now, precious metals. The action today is I think impressive in that we saw those gains really pared back. I beg your pardon, we saw those declines, let me get that right. We saw those declines in precious metals really pegged back as the dollar eased a little bit in terms of its highs on the day, and as Wall Street steadied a little bit in terms of its lows on the day. Overall, these patterns just suggest a strong bull market that has resumed and led by gold, and that we are really not all that far into a medium-term run on the upside, which should it last at least 6 months. That's starting in September from the upward break that we saw in September. Now, the last two big runs on the upside following the completion of 18-month consolidation patterns in gold carried, I think the last one carried to March, and the one before that into May. So if this current consistency continues, I think we can look for a rally well into the first quarter of the year. Now, will that consistency be maintained? Well, that's what we've seen so far. More importantly, what would have to take place to change that? And I suspect it's the same things that have proved a nemesis for the dollar. Did I say the dollar? It must be a little bit of fatigue here. But the same things that have proved a nemesis for precious metals in the recent past, and that would be if we saw a bigger reaction on Wall Street and coinciding with a bigger rally in the US dollar, that might well crimp the rally in precious metals. But I think overall, I feel like in describing this, I'm searching for reasons why gold might not go up while looking at a pattern that looks terrific. Short term, a little bit overbought, so maybe we get a little bit of a ranging consolidation, but this has got further to go on the upside. There's absolutely not a shred of evidence, this is the bottom line, not a shred of evidence that precious metals are near the end of their run. And we saw those excellent moves, of course, in platinum and in palladium and silver, joining the breakout following the earlier lead that that we had actually seen from gold. So again, very, very good technical evidence overall, and I think the background in terms of accommodative monetary policy is every bit as bullish for precious metals as it has been for stock markets, perhaps even more so as people rebel against the certain loss of purchasing power that will occur from all the printing of paper money that we have actually seen. The grain and bean complex, these charts all show base formation development and indicate to me that we will see higher levels, but they remain volatile or are likely to remain volatile, and really with the big influence there being the vagaries of weather patterns. But the sector had lagged generally on some quite decent crop news earlier in the year, and it seems that prices are beginning to catch up a little bit. Crude oil seems to be a slow-motion bull market, which is what we see in a number of the industrial metals. What do I mean by that? Well, lots of ranging activity, and then another step upwards. I expect more of the same. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you, and I will be in tomorrow for the Big Picture Long-Term Outlook Friday audio. All the best.